Log Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Eddie McClintock about the mysteries of his Sci-Fi Channel breakout hit, Warehouse 13, which returns tonight, Tuesday, July 6th, for its second season. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh yeah, Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, hey, yeah, I almost forgot. So the most important element to anybody's style is be yourself. Do what you like, do what amuses you, because nothing is more beautiful or rocket feeling good about you and feeling comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Because you can't move like that if you're not comfortable in your own skin, baby.
You can't feel in your skin, yo.
Eddie likes to wear Band-Aids on his forehead.
Right.
What's good on him?
Eddie McClintock was one of those guys who showed up on a lot of TV shows over the years without finding a permanent place to nest and spread his wings. That is, until Sci-Fi chose him to star opposite Joanne Kelly in its signature series, Warehouse 13. The show debuted last summer to high expectations, and it quickly delivered, giving the channel's new spelling of its name a boost and launching a growing fan base for its leads, McClintock and Kelly. Now tonight, Warehouse 13 returns at 9 p.m. for the opening salvo of its second season on Sci-Fi. But enough about the show. Let's talk about Eddie McClintock, professional tweeter, or Twitterer, or whatever. This is a man who appreciates the turn his life has taken and isn't afraid to blurt it out. To wit, something he posted today. Just want to say thank you so much to everyone who has helped make Warehouse 13 a dream come true for me. Now, let's kick some ass. I like that. This is also where we can learn what song Eddie is whistling. Yesterday it was Killer Queen, or that the cast and crew saw the season 2 premiere on a big screen on 4th of July, which made us all quite envious. Want to read more? You can follow Eddie McClintock on Twitter at TheReel, and that's R-E-E-L, Eddie McSee. Eddie McClintock, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you. You know a lot about me. That's kind of frightening, huh?
I wanted to ask you about that. It's kind of frightening to be, you know, to share that kind of information sometimes, isn't it?
You know, I mean, look, boundaries has never been my strong suit, so I tend to be a bit of an open book in my real life and my personal life as well, and you know, I just want this show to succeed so badly that I mean, I kind of act as my own PR person in that regard, and I guess it could come off as being a little look at me, but you know, that's kind of what I'm saying is look at me, because I've got two sons at home who I need to take care of, and you know, I've kicked around Hollywood for long enough. I don't want to go back out and look for another job. I love my job, and I'm desirous of hanging on to it and to hanging on to Warehouse 13. So that's why I do what I do. And I have OCD, and it's fun.
I was going to say, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I think it's incredible that you do that. I think you're probably at the vanguard of the way a lot of this is going to be done in the future. And, you know, I think, you know, we want to add more people to follow you. I think it's pretty cool that you do that. And I'm guessing that since I saw one more thing I learned, you've tweeted 1,222 times, I think, since signing up for Twitter. Now, nobody does it that much unless they're getting something out of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it occupies my time, and it keeps me in touch with, you know, I like being able to respond to fans. You know, I think I know as a person who grew up in Ohio, I mean, I used to send, you know, back in the olden times, when you'd actually write a letter and send it out to your favorite TV character, and mine was Henry Winkler, you know, Henry Winkler's The Fonz. How excited and how exciting it was for me to get a response. And so in this day and age, you know, someone can write a random thing on their Twitter site about me, and if I see it or find it, I can respond to them. And I think that's fun. It's fun for me, and it's been proven back that they think it's great, you know, I think it's the wave of the future, really. I think it's your own personal newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And do you think social media has been pretty important to the success Warehouse 13 has enjoyed?
Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, the promo department at Sci-Fi some of the ideas that they had last year in regards to promoting the show. I mean, they hid items at the flea market in Pasadena. It's like one of the nation's largest flea markets at the Rose Bowl, and they hid little artifacts in there to promote the show, and it's just creative things like that really have made the show unique. You know, the promotions department this year, I mean, they did a full-on media blast, and I'm proud of the show, and I'm proud of the work that the media department has done. I don't know if you've seen the piece where Pete is playing with the lighter in the warehouse, and it turns out that every time he flicks the lighter, it's making the flame at the Statue of Liberty burst. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that, no.
Well, is this you here, Andelman?
Yeah.
That's you? I'll send you the link for it. I mean, it's truly a genius spot. And, you know, it just says to me, it's like, wow, we have some really inventive, creative, smart people working to make our show a success.
Mm. Now, what aspects of the show are you most looking forward to in season two? Is it relationships? Is it the mysteries? What is it?
Well, you know, I think that's kind of what has made the show a success, is that it's hard to classify. You know, it's a family show. It's a thriller. It's a comedy. It's a drama. The writers have found really a great way to walk the line in regards to all those things. And it's a show that really doesn't exclude anyone. I mean, the biggest thrill for me is to have, you know, like a woman come up to me and say, Eddie, my husband and I love the show. Our daughter, who's in college, watches it with all her friends. And our 13-year-old son can't stop walking around the house quoting your lines. and it's just, it tells me that everyone is watching the show. And it's not a show about aliens or space. It's a show about a family, you know, a dysfunctional family, trying to create relationships. And that's what it is at its core, I think.
Well, folks, you can watch the second season premiere of Warehouse 13, starring Eddie McClintock, tonight, Tuesday, July 6th at 9 p.m., and catch up on what you missed in season one. Or to enjoy the magic all over again, you can order the Season 1 DVD on MrMedia.com. And as I said, you can follow Eddie on Twitter at TheReel, R-E-E-L, Eddie McC. That's Twitter.com. And Eddie, great to have you back again on the show, and continued good luck.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care.
Hey, Bob, I was going to get your email address and forward you this link. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's pretty good.
Sure.
Email address?
I'd be happy to give it to you. Absolutely. It's Bob.
Okay.
It's Bob at Andelman, ANDELMAN.com.
Well, I'll shoot it over to you, and thank you so much for the interest. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Me and the family, we love the show, and good luck, and I hope to see you or talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Take care, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. And, of course, you can subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. And you can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. And thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Come back real soon, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Micah has learned to kind of roll with the punches a little bit more. And then I would tell you that Pete has been influenced by her and has become more, a little more together, but no.
Did you find anything?
I sure did. Issue 112. The government orders all superheroes to reveal their secret identities, but the Iron Shadow removes his mask for no man. So the Fed sent out...
with our case.
Oh. No.
Warehouse 13, season premiere Tuesday, July 6th at 9, only on Sci-Fi. Imagine greater.